This is Scott Becker with a special episode of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast combined with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by the CEO of Ombre. Ombre is in the microbiome space, sort of new and evolving issues around people sort of taking care of their probiotics and their bodies and so forth and so on. Fascinating business and fascinating effort underway. Elise, can you take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself and about Ombre?
Yeah, hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I'm a seasoned merchant and business builder. I've been involved with a number of different startups, and currently I'm the CEO of Ombre, which is a venture capital-backed direct-to-consumer health tech startup. We're kind of like the 23andMe of your microbiome. We have an easy home test that provides consumers with a complete view of the bacteria of their gut microbiome. So it's like your fingerprint. No two consumers have, you know, the same microbiome. So we're able to actually give consumers the actual picture of their microbiome.
And then based on that picture of that microbiome, then there's a subscription-based probiotics to help them, you know, provide the best sort of solution for their stomach and so forth. How does that work?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we've got a unique economic model. We're able to start that dialogue with consumers with our home test. And then from there, with the information that we see, we're able to recommend a probiotic that could help them with relief from many common ailments, you know, gas pain, bloating, things of that nature.
Well, unfortunately, so common in our own home, in my home, those kinds of things. And then, Elise, do they get it sent to you monthly, or how does that work? How do people get the probiotics?
Once they take the test, they have the ability. We recommend a probiotic. They subscribe to the probiotic. So it's a little bit of a razor and blade model where we get them, you know, starting with the Ombre test, and then we move them on to a probiotic.
Thank you. And I know that you've been funded by brilliant venture capitalists. Do you want to talk just a moment about working with brilliant venture capitalists and what that's like and so forth?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting working with these guys that have been in this VC world for a while. They're able to really quickly assess these businesses, do the math, and understand what winners look like. And I think Tim Connors, who's the lead investor Tim Connors, the founder of Pivot North Capital. And he came into the business and he saw some very fast top line growth and recognized that they needed to, you know, really build the team here and put some professionals in charge and take this business through its next stage of growth, which is what I'm doing.
Thank you. My understanding is that the business is about quadrupled in revenues over the last couple of years. Where are you most focused and excited about this year? Is it continued growth, strengthening the team? Where are you most focused this year going forward?
Yeah, you know, who we are, we're very focused right now on kicking off our Series A raise. Very focused this year on building the team. I came in May, brought on some additional leadership, both in the tech product and the merchandise side. And then learning is, you know, a non-scientist, you know, and leading this business, it's what's really exciting for me right now is learning about all the science and the depth of information that we now have and the ways consumers can use that information to make decisions both in healthcare and self-care.
So sort of constantly strengthening the team, bringing in additional capital, and the constant concept of never stop learning, constantly learning. And it must be exciting.
And so
you look at building the team out, building resources out. In the venture capital funded world, even if you've got quadrupled in growth in the last year, that makes it even more so that one is raising capital to keep on scaling and keep on growing. When you look at the future of microbiomes and people sort of taking care of their own selves, is this a critical part of that? Where do you see the microbiome and sort of this sort of genetic testing or testing of one's own genetic microbiome? How do you see this? Is this growing quickly? What do people see in this area?
Yeah, listen, I think 23andMe did a great job of laying the pipe for how consumers can use their individual data. And consumers are very comfortable now using these kinds of tests. We see, you know, for our business, we're really driving on two fast-growing consumer verticals, home testing, which is a $5 billion market, as well as probiotics, which is a $9 billion market. So we're really driving in both those alleys right now.
And when people get their probiotics, they get it monthly, they get it weekly. However do they get it? Does that come refrigerated, not refrigerated? How does that work?
Yeah, well, the probiotics are shelf stable. We're actually shipping them in a new double wall thermal vial. It's called a CSP vial that has a thermal property, much like your beverage container, helps keep the probiotics fresher longer. And consumers have the ability to subscribe monthly or quarterly.
And then when they get them, do you drink these, or how does it work when you get the probiotics? I've not been a probiotic taker. How do people take the probiotics?
They're capsules. They're capsules. So it's encapsulated powder.
Got it. So you're basically taking a capsule. And the impact is it helps you with all kinds of stomach types of issues. I mean, it's not the be-all and end-all, but sure helps a great deal in improving your gastric tract and how you work and how your body functions. That's the concept.
Yeah, you know, a healthy microbiome affects many different aspects of your body. Your digestion, it could affect your mood, it could affect your heart health, it could affect, your brain function. So we're seeing more and more as the microbiome is being, influencing many aspects of our health.
Now, you've been involved in so many businesses. You've been a leader of huge businesses. How exciting is it for you to now be running this venture capital startup business that's on a fast growth track? I think it's quadrupled its revenues in the last year or two. How exciting is this for you to be leading up this kind of effort?
You know, it's super exciting. It's super exciting for me to be working on this type of endeavor, working closely with Tim Connors of Pivot North Capital and with Daphne Carmelli, the other board member, just some super powerful brains right there, and it's a pleasure to be working on this business.
Thank you. Where can people learn more about Ombre? Is there a website that people can go to learn more about
this? Yeah, please.
Visit
us at ombrelab.com.
And the basic concept is somebody does sort of a diagnostic type of test or some kind of early test to figure out, like a 23andMe type test. They get a read on it.
It's not diagnostic. What it is it really actually gives you the full read of the bacteria in your gut. So a consumer can actually get a file they can download and then have that file, which will show you every bacteria that's in your microbiome.
Is it sort of scary to think about the different, I assume you've had this reading. Is it sort of eye-opening to hear or see what's in your microbiome, what's in your gut?
You know, I think it is. I think people get a lot of value out of the information, and we take the data and we're able to, make comparisons of the data and give consumers an idea of whether or not they have a well-balanced gut. And if they need to take a probiotic, we have one there for them that's very high quality. All of our probiotics have scientific claims that are at the strain level. So we're putting a lot of science into both the report as well as into our probiotic products.
Now, I know that you're a brilliant and high integrity person. So my next question is, when you start taking the probiotics, if you do another test, another sort of read, do you see differences over time, or how does that work?
You know, it's interesting. We have started analyzing consumer data and noticing that we have a pattern of consumers who do take the tests on a rather frequent basis. So there is a consumer out there who's interested in marking their progress or understanding how their microbiome changes over time. And that's something we're going to continue to look into, and how we can make that easy for customers to compare multiple tests.
Right, it must be a fascinating thing, because some of this is sort of what people think of in hardcore healthcare is patient-reported outcomes. Do they feel better? Do they not feel better? Can they tell? Can they not tell? That's somewhat subjective. And then if you do the reads on top and see reads regularly, you actually may have some data to back that up too, as to the impact of the probiotics.
It's all in the data, right? And that's the future of bioinformatics, and really being able to make decisions based on data.
Louise Cantarsi, CEO of Ombre, pleasure to get a chance to visit with you today on the Becker's Healthcare, Becker Private Equity Podcast. What a pleasure to learn more about this area, something I don't know that much about, but I'm learning. Louise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott.